Let us now turn to our Bibles in Matthew chapter 26.
让我们翻开马太福音第二十六章。
Verse 36 to 45.
三十六节到四十五节。
Matthew 26.
马太福音第二十六章。
Verse 36.To 45,
三十六节到四十五节。
Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder.
第三十六节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫哥西马尼，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”
And they took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy.
于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过。
Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me.
便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father,If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt.
他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter.What could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样？你们不能同我警醒片时吗？”
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
总要警醒祷告。免得日了迷惑，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done.
第二次又去祷告，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝。就愿你的旨意成全。
And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy.
又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。
And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words.
耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前的一样。
Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
于是来到门徒那里，对他们说，现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧。时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了。
The title of my message is Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
今天我要分享的题目是：没有一个人能像主耶稣如此般的为别人舍下他的性命。
Tonight is Good Friday night.
今天是耶稣受难节。
Chambers dictionary defines it to be a fast in remembrance of Jesus' crucifixion for us on Friday, the Passion of the Passion Week.
所以有一个字典这样形容，这样解释这个耶稣受难节是说耶稣在星期五的时候为我们受难。
The Passion Week is a week that leads to Easter Sunday.
所以这个星期是一个让我们思念耶稣为我们受死的一个星期。
We have often seen in the papers of some good people who are remembered in their deaths, and the advertisement comes from their filial sons and daughters.
我们曾经在报纸上看到一些去世的人，他们的孩子们怎么样称赞他们的父母。
How much more should we not, as Christians saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, to have such an annual remembrance?
更何况我们是信耶稣的人，在每一年里面，我们都要纪念到耶稣为我们所做的。
Because he died for us and gives us everlasting life.
因为他为我们死，给了我们永生。
And I understand that every year we have at least 1,000 people who are in this service.
每一年我们都差不多有1,000个人来参加这个聚会。
Now, with regard to death,
现在我们要讲到有关死亡。
There are various deaths that are suffered by various people for various reasons.
每一个人都因着不同的原因去世。
I'll start off with something that I learned during the Japanese occupation.
我先来跟你们分享在日本征战的时候的一些事情。
And that which stirred my heart was a willingness of Japanese soldiers to die for the emperor.
使我很感动的是，那些日本军这么愿意的为他们日本的首相来死。
This was a new cult being perpetrated by the Japanese leaders.
这是日本人他们的一种异端的行为。
And particularly by the Air Force.
特别是他们的空军。
They were trained so that when the hour comes and they were called to duty, they were willing to step one step forward.
所以当他们受训的时候，他们就是说愿意多走一步。
That signifies that they were willing to become suicide bombers for the country.
那也是说他们宁愿为他们的国家来自杀。
And the way they served the country was to dive their bombers into the funnel or funnels of enemy warships.
所以他们就是借着他们的生命来毁掉敌军的隧道。
And they were called kamikazes.
他的名称是kamikaze.
Kamikaze means divine wind. 神风。
意思就是说神的风。
And it is a very sad song that they have taught me.
他们教了我一首很悲的一首歌。
And I would like to sing it to you.
我要为你们来唱。
Umi yu kaba mizuku kabane yama yu kaba kusa musu kabane o kimi no he ni koso shiname kae moi, saisi. He says, if I go to the ocean,
这首歌告诉我们说, 如果我去到海洋那边,
I am prepared to be a corpse in the water. I'm prepared to die in the water.
哦, 我愿意在海里面牺牲自己的性命。
If I go to the mountain,
如果我去到山那边,
I'm willing to die in the grass.
我也愿意死在草丛中。
Oh, my emperor.
Oh, 我的, 首相啊,
for your sake only,
就是只为了你,
I will never return.
我不会回来。
This means he will sacrifice for the emperor to fight against the enemy.
意思就是说他宁愿为了他的首相牺牲自己的生命。
This is one type of death.
这是一种的死亡方式。
These people have become suicide bombers.
这些人就成了自杀式攻击的人。
But now we come to another class of suicide bombers.
现在我们来到第二种的自杀攻击的人。
This is discovered in the fighting between Palestinians and Jews.
这是巴勒斯坦人跟犹太人征战的时候。
They have cultivated a group of people who are willing to sacrifice their lives.
他们有一群人愿意牺牲自己的生命。
And they will be suicide bombers unknowingly to the Jews.
他们是在犹太人没有注意到的时候, 进行这种自杀性的攻击。
With their body strapped with bombs, they will let off the bombs when they visit a very crowded place.
当他们来到一个很多人的地方, 他们就会把身体带着的那个炸药引爆起来。
In order to urge these suicide bombers on,
他们为了要鼓励这些人,
the elders cultivate them that they are becoming martyrs.
那些长老就鼓励他们说, 你们是为神而牺牲。
And though they die, they go to heaven and they will be greeted with many virgins.
他们死了之后会到天堂, 会有许多处女来迎接他们。
A third type of suicide bombers I learned only lately from Iraq.
第三种自杀性的攻击是在最近伊拉克战争中我学习到的。
It is because of the obligation.
就是, 不是说他们自愿而去的。
Some of them have committed dastardly crimes like murder.
他们已经犯了一些杀人的罪。
In order to escape the death sentence,
为了逃避这个死刑,
they could serve the country by becoming these suicide bombers.
他们就成为这个自杀性攻击的人来, 免去他们的罪。
The newspapers have told us about how one of the Iraqis using this surprise tactic had killed four American guards.
所以, 在报纸上我们看到一个伊拉克这样的一个人, 他杀了四个美国人。
These three types of deaths are from Satan's wicked plans.
这三种自杀性的攻击是从撒旦那里来的。
And goes to condemn all the more a lost mankind.
这使到我们看到人性的败坏。
But we have a fourth type of death.
我们看到第四种的死亡方式。
It is from our Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
就是从耶稣基督他是这么的爱我们。
It is through our Lord Savior Jesus Christ's death that God can work out his saving plan.
就是因为耶稣基督为我们受死, 神才能够成全他的计划。
So Jesus quoted John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
所以耶稣他在马太福音第3:16，他这么说：神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, he says, "Greater love has no man than this, and that a man should lay down his life for his friends."
在约翰福音第15章那边也讲到说， 没有一个人能像耶稣这么为我们来死。
No other plan,
没有其他的计划。
He willingly sacrifices his life for us.
他很自愿地为我们献上了他的生命。
And he thinks of every believer, and he knows their names.
他认识每一个信徒，他也知道他们的名字。
This is told his disciples especially.
特别是他的使徒们。
And he says that he will pray for them.
他说会为他们祷告。
And not pray for others that are out of his salvation plan.
不是那些在他救恩之外的人。
Tonight we thank God that every one of us here.
今天晚上我们感谢主在这里的每一位。
I'm very sure you sought to come here with great expectation.
你们非常期待地来到这里。
You want to hear God's word of comfort to you.
你们要听到神的话语来安慰你们。
At the same time, you want to render your love to Him.
同时你们也要把你们的爱回馈他。
Do you know that when Jesus died for us, it is a great price that he pays for us.
你是否知道耶稣他为我们死的时候，他付出了很大的代价？
He requires that we love him the same.
他要我们以同样的方式来爱他。
And so one time he said to Peter and the apostles,
有一次他跟彼得以及使徒讲说，
If any man will follow him, follow me.
如果有人要跟从我的话，
Let him take up his cross and follow me.
让他背起他的十字架来跟从我。
To carry the cross means to die.
背起十字架的意思就是死的意思。
Everyone who was adjudged to death had to carry his cross to be crucified.
所以每一个要经过死亡的都要背起十字架来跟从他。
And are you willing to die for him?
你是否愿意来为他而死呢？
As his love for us was voluntary, he came under a great test before he went up the cross.
所以他的爱是这么的自愿，然后在他还没有上十字架之前，他还受了审判。
According to Matthew, he brought along all his disciples.
在马太福音这边，他带了他的门徒跟他一起。
To the Garden of Gethsemane, but he brought in Peter, James, and John, particularly to the inside of the garden.
所以他特别把他的门徒们带到克西马尼园，特别是约翰跟彼得，把他带到更进去一点。
Under the great testing, Jesus prayed the Father 3 times.
所以,
that not according to his will, but according to God's will.
在神给他的试验当中，他曾经三次的祷告，神求神来免去他的悲。
If he could be spared drinking the cup,
若是他可以免去喝那个杯的话，
that means that he may be relieved from dying.
意思就是说他可以免去走上死亡的道路。
And it was such a terrifying experience.
这是一个很可怕的经历。
The Bible tells us that the disciples, because of sorrow, according to Luke, fell asleep. Their eyes were heavy.
所以根据路加的记载，这些门徒们因为太过忧伤而眼睛疲累，睡着了。
Is it not so when we are sad and sorrowful, we easily fall asleep?
每当我们很难过、忧伤的时候，我们是否很快就睡着了呢？
And because they could not help our Lord in the prayer,
因为他们不能够在祷告中帮助我们的主。
According to St. Luke,
根据路加福音，
God sent an angel to appear before Jesus in order to lift up his weariness.
神就派了一个天使来帮助耶稣。
But the greatest burden on him was his prayer.
最大的负担就是他的祷告。
And he prayed so hard that his sweat came like the sweating, like the flowing of blood.
他很努力的祷告的时候，他所流出来的汗就有如血一般。
But after this prayer, Jesus received the strength to die for us.
所以在这祷告之后，耶稣就有了这个能力来为我们死在十字架上。
Tonight we learn something so precious from this experience of Jesus.
今天我们从耶稣的经历上学到一个宝贵的功课。
And that is the great importance and the help from prayer.
就是在祷告中、祷告对我们来说是这么的重要。
Today we pray very little.
今天我们的祷告是非常少的。
Because we're living in peaceful and in prosperous circumstances, even when we are experiencing difficulties today.
虽然我们有时会经历一点的问题，不过大致上我们还是活在很富裕跟平安 的环境中。
Herein is a good exhortation that we come to our Tuesday night prayer meeting.
所以这里我们要讲到说星期二的祷告会。
Don't say that there is no spirit of prayer. What is the use of my going?
我们不能说我们没有这个祷告的灵、去了也没有用。
Because if we go and help one another in prayer,it will be of great effect.
如果我们能够来到祷告会当中互相的代祷，那会是有很大的帮助。
Or else why did Jesus ask his disciples to go with him?
不然为什么主耶稣要叫他的门徒跟他一起去呢？
Their failure is no excuse for us.
所以、失败不可以成为我们的借口。
We are now going through very difficult times.
现在我们经历一个很困难的时间。
The matter of Iraq is settled somewhat, but there are many other things to come.
虽然伊拉克的事情、告了一个、段落，不过还有其他的问题。
The matter of SARS has caught up with more countries in the world.
就是目前的非典型病症已经在世界很多国家出现。
These are all signs about the end of the world.
这是世界末了的一些征兆。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to verse 14, in fact tells us that there are four signs about the coming of Jesus.
在马太福音第二十四章第三节那里讲到耶稣来之前的征兆有四个。
One more is ecclesiastic breakdown.
另外一个就是、一个就是教会的败落。
Because there will be many persecutions to even kill you.
就是会有很多、逼迫来杀害我们。
As we remember our Lord's death, we want to think of such things coming.
我们在、纪念主为我们死的时候，我们、要来纪念这件事。
That's where Jesus says, if any man will come after me, let him take up his cross. You must be prepared to die.
所以主耶稣就说，若是我们要跟从他，就要背起十字架来跟从，就是要愿意来为他而死。
So while we commemorate his death, Let us remember his command and his words.
当我们在纪念他为我们死的时候，我们要记得他的话语。
As we now will be coming to celebrate the Lord's death in the Lord's Supper.
我们现在要来守圣餐。
Let us offer ourselves completely to him.
让我们完全地将自己献上。
That even under persecution we should die for him, we are all prepared.
就是在逼迫当中，我们也预备好来献上我们的生命。